This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. Usually we wait till Friday to talk to Michael Tilley from thecitywire.com. Tomorrow, an anniversary show of Ozarks at Large going daily, so we're bringing Michael in a day early. How are you, sir?
I am well. I think I can do this. I think my union contract allows me to do this a day early, so no problem.
Just make it a three-day weekend after this.
Okay, I'll do it.
Well, this is somewhat interesting that we're doing it a day early this week because there is so much to talk about. Let's talk with the political dominoes falling in Arkansas. We've got one fewer candidate for the Democratic nomination of governor. We've got one fewer candidate for lieutenant governor. We may have one new candidate in a few days for U.S. Senate.
Well, in that it is dominoes falling is the best descriptor. I mean, when it kind of became clear, and of course the AP jumped out on this, and the AP jumped out on it. It'll be interesting to see the history on how they got the source, but you know, it does look like Tom Cotton will get in the race, Senate race against Pryor, and a whole host of folks were waiting on that announcement. I mean, that. It's interesting how that one announcement between the 4th District race, in which Tom Cotton is now the 4th District Congressman, from the 4th District race to Lieutenant Governor to the 2nd Congressional District race to State Treasurer to, you know, if people are going to stay in the Lieutenant Governor's race, or it's just, I mean, that it has a string. That string is pulling a lot of different folks. And so yesterday, when it became more clear that that's where Cotton was headed, you know, Mark Darr, of course, he told the City Wire, he essentially said, "I don't know if I'm running or not, but here's how I'm going to run." You know, I mean, it was just he should have just come out and said, "Yes, I'm going to run for the 2nd congressional district." He's moved his family from Northwest Arkansas to Mansfield, which is in Scott County, south of Sebastian County in Fort Smith, to be in that district. And then Duncan Baird from there in Lowell jumped in. He went ahead and jumped in to run for state treasurer. You know, as we all know, Martha Schaffner was forced out of that office after extortion charges. And who knows where it's going to go next. I think next Wednesday, I think August 6th, will bring a much more clarity in terms of what Cotton's doing, and just expect the dominoes to keep falling between now and probably August 7th and 8th.
And we bring those dates up because that is when Tom Cotton will be at a political event in his hometown of Dardanelle the previous night to make an announcement about his political future.
Right, and, you know, the Cotton campaign's being coy. You know, they're saying, well, you know, Tom Cotton's up for re-election in his district. You know, it could just be a re-election announcement. But I think unless Mr. Cotton, unless Representative Cotton has a last-minute change of heart, I mean, it's all signs are pointing to a Senate bid. I mean, we even had the Pryor campaign. He'll be running against Senator Mark Pryor. The Pryor campaign came out with a statement criticizing Cotton's decision, and I put that in quotes, to run for the Senate. And the Democratic National Committee came out with the Democratic Senate Committee, I should say, came out with a criticism of it. I think the Democratic Party of Arkansas came out criticizing the. So everybody's criticizing Cotton's decision to run for Senate. The only problem is Cotton hasn't formally made the decision to run for Senate.
You often say, you know, if you step back as just someone who really likes to watch politics, 2014 is shaping up as a much more interesting, much more competitive Arkansas political year than the last two cycles.
Yes. I mean, yeah, you better. Roby Brock, who I know you interview, we've talked about, you know, you might want to get you a pegboard like the, you know, like the, not that they're criminals, I don't want to make that relationship, but you know, you see in the movies where the FBI is keeping up with
you get the line from one photo to another. Right.
Yeah, so you know, if you're really interested, maybe that's the thing to do. Just go old school and get you a pegboard and start putting them up there to see who's running for what. But it will be interesting for us political junkies. It's going to be a lot of fun. It'll be frustrating at times, but it'll be fun.
There was some interesting news this week about community health systems and talk about ripples in political world. This can have ripples throughout the medical world for our region.
Right. I think the headline on this is, of course, Health Management Associates, which owns and operates Sparks Health System in Fort Smith and Summit Medical in Van Buren, is being acquired by Community Health System. It's a company based near Nashville. And Community also owns Northwest Medical there in Springdale, Northwest in Bentonville, Willow Creek, and Salem Springs. So if this deal goes through, and it's a $7.6 billion deal expected to close in the first quarter of next year, if it goes through, six fairly, you know, significant medical facilities in the two regions will be owned by community health systems. And what that also will do, it will create a system. And I know you have Washington Regional Medical. They're a large player, but you will essentially have two large hospital operators, Mercy and Community Health Systems, having the bulk of medical assets in these two regions.
Finally, jobless numbers came out earlier this week, and while things stayed flat, you say that there's sort of a good takeaway.
Yes, it is. I mean, the jobless rate in Northwest Arkansas rose from 5.6 to 5.7%. That's not a big increase, and these numbers are subject to revision, and that was in June. And the only reason it went up just a little bit is that the number, the workforce size grew a little bit larger at a faster pace than the number of employed. I mean, both are moving up. It's all moving in the right direction. But I think the key takeaway here is just the sign of growth in Northwest Arkansas is that the regional workforce, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, grew over 240,000, almost 241,000. And June was the first month in the region's history that that workforce size has topped 240,000. So if you're playing along at home and keeping track of milestones of recording growth in Northwest Arkansas, there's one of them for you.
All right. Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers business, politics, culture, and more. He's also going to think it's Friday all day long. Michael, thank you very much.
All right. Always happy to help.